Good day to all the KFM 95.5 radio listeners in and around Manza. And I also welcome other listeners across Zambia as well. Are you getting excited to start planting? It is essential time in a farmer's calendar. I remember way back in 2002 when I was living in Patauke. The rains never came until Christmas time. What a gift those rains were for the farmers. I hope you make the right decision on when to plant. Many of life's decisions are hard to make. I do wish you well. Today, I would like to continue explaining how the sustainable fuel wood industry will work in Zambia. So let us explore what is needed after the community has decided to move forward. They will need to form a steering committee. This committee will have the familiar structure or framework used in many organizations across Zambia. My advice is to keep the committee small. Fewer members, making decisions much easier, and they can move forward with stronger commitment to the program. You can always enlarge the number of committee members as the needs of the program moves forward. Hopefully, by then, the Sustainable Fuelwood Agency will be well established and support can be provided to make the sustainable fuel wood concept into a smooth, well-run program. It must be understood that from the very start, the Sustainable Fuel Wood Agency will be an equal opportunity employer. It will employ the most competent persons suited for the job, man or woman. My wish is that each steering committee of the new community forests will select the best person for the job to run the day-to-day management of the new community forest. Local knowledge is a must. Selecting the right person is a must. The Sustainable Fuelwood Agency will provide the training and support for the new managers. Training these managers is the very key to success. The first assignment of a new manager will be to conduct a campaign to visit all the local stakeholders, those that will be affected by the community forest, and that everyone is aware of the program. These stakeholders will be the local government officials, like district councillors, especially the forestry department, which has lagged behind in progressive thinking, and the traditional leadership, headmen and women, chiefs and chieftainesses. Make sure that they are fully aware of what the community forest is intending to do. Once this has been done, the project manager will be able to collect the needed data from the community at large. It will take time to canvass the community that will be involved in the new community forest, and at this point, using volunteer labor. It is a must, making the community a true stakeholder. They must be very well conversed in the subject matter of the community forest and be able to answer all the community's questions, making it a point to find answers to questions they cannot answer at the time. This shows commitment. This is very important, as the data that will be collected is very important to achieve the goal of a well-run community forest. Possibly the first time that such data has ever been collected. The information or data gathered will need to be processed to establish the fuel wood quota for the area, especially how much firewood and charcoal is used by the community, both for personal consumption, for cooking, warmth, and water heating, and how much fuel wood is produced, that is, firewood and charcoal, which is sold from trees cut within the new community forest. This includes the fuel wood seen stacked along the roadsides of the area, in the markets of the town, and or peddled door to door. It will all need to be recorded. And you cannot forget all the other commercial users of fuel wood from within the community, who will be relying on the new community forest for their fuel wood. So everyone must participate in the survey. This includes the breweries, brick makers, tobacco growers, institutions using fuel wood, and any other industry that relies on the trees for fuel wood from the area, which is now going to be the new community forest. And you cannot leave out the important data that the charcoal makers and fuel wood gatherers will contribute. Very important questions that need to be part of the data. I imagine one of their biggest questions will be, would you work for a wage and receive a steady paycheck? I will deal with the makers of charcoal and firewood gatherers later. These figures must be collected from the whole community and analyzed to determine the benchmark figure used in setting the quota. These commercial users will be required to pay for the product that they at once got for nothing. As I have already mentioned, the figures recorded in the survey will become the benchmark total of fuel wood that has been removed from the community forest. In a given time, one calendar year, and it will be the quota of how many trees are cut yearly from the community forest. This figure of how many trees were cut in the year will determine the number of trees that need to be replaced in the community forest. These seedlings will be grown in community-operated tree nurseries within the community, where the workers will be paid a wage. Do you see where this is going? A microeconomical state of monetary affairs. Whew. One that is created by the community forest for the benefit of the members of the community forest. And yes, not all money earned by the community forest workers will be used for buying charcoal, I'm quite sure. They will have money left over. And a new place where even the natural environment will benefit. And at this point, your fuel wood industry can be called a sustainable one. You'll have bragging rights, you might say. This is just the start of exploring the potential of making fuel wood sustainable in Zambia. Until next time, I am Gary Brooks, and I am a world citizen.